Normally, auditions are a thing to stress over. It's all about traveling, ignoring the myriad of other performers who may or may not be better than you, and putting your best foot forward in front of some scary judges. For Jacobs School of Music doctoral student Daniel Stein, his latest audition was just a little different from all of that. It was just him, his computer, and a video of Tan Dun conducting. WFIU's David Woods spoke to Stein about his successful audition for the YouTube Symphony.
YouTube announced that there would be this orchestra project that they were putting on a concert in Carnegie Hall. And the interesting thing about it is no one really knew what would be on the concert. YouTube just knew that they wanted to use YouTube to audition a symphony from all over the world and then select people to come to Carnegie Hall and put something together. Most of my friends in the music school, a lot of people in music schools, heard about this project through the media. And YouTube just required that you record a couple of short excerpts and post them, and then they would be judged by orchestra members around the world. And so, yeah, the most challenging part to record, you had to record your own part to an orchestra piece written by Tan Dun, and you had to record it while watching Tan Dun conduct. So I was trying to – actually, when I went to record it, I had my webcam on the computer and was watching the conductor on the video on my computer and at the same time reading the part, which was also on my computer, and then moving the video from one side of the screen to the other when I had some rests. So it was kind of an interesting experience. This was the first time I had made a video recording of myself, so I submitted those to be considered for the project.
Do you know who the judges were? Did they actually say who the judges were?
They didn't say specifically. They said they were asking members of various symphonies to do the judging. So at least some members of the London Symphony were judging. They actually put a master class online for each instrument. And so I had watched the principal flute player of the London Symphony put a flute master class online coaching you through like how to prepare this piece. So he might have been one of the people who listened to it. So actually these orchestra members chose finalists, and then they posted finalists on the YouTube page, and then anyone logging on to YouTube or any user could just vote on who they liked. And the winners were selected based on the votes, and also Michael Tilson Thomas, the music director, listened to them himself and decided.
And when did you find out?
When did I find out? I found out it was announced officially yesterday. I actually found out a few days before that. But they told us not to tell anybody. And so, right, so I found out yesterday, yes.
What compelled you to do this? What made you want to do this audition?
It seemed like it would be a great opportunity to get to play in Carnegie Hall and work with some artists that they would invite and meet some people from around the world. And also I thought that this seems like something totally new. It's something that's never been done before. It seems like a good way to introduce classical music more to the general public, and I wanted to be involved with something like that. Also, the aspect that no one knew, and I don't think anyone still knows really exactly what's going to happen at the concert. I think it might be partly improvised. So, yeah.
I noticed something just recently on the website that said, you know, special guests to be announced at the concert.
And right. Yeah. The only thing they know they're going to perform is this 1 5-minute piece by Tan Dun. But I presume it's going to be a 2-hour concert. So there's a lot of other stuff to fill in.
How do you think this changes the way people view classical music using the internet in such a way?
I think it changes a lot of things. It's kind of along the lines of the radio show From the Top on NPR, trying to introduce classical music to more people, especially young people, and show people that it can be part of the mainstream arts. I know in other countries, I guess, classical music is more accepted for the average person. It's something that they're interested in, and the average person might go to concerts. In the United States, still, sometimes there's some sort of a separation. But by taking YouTube, which is kind of the voice of the people, and then having them represent this classical concert, it helps to change YouTube's image as a place where the arts can be supported. And, right, it also makes classical music seem more trendy. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. This event has had some great publicity. It's been announced in all sorts of newspapers. So I think I've been congratulated more for this than for anything I've ever done in my life. So that's exciting. But So I'm excited to do it, although in actuality it's also just a 3-day event. So it's just an event for everyone involved to grow and hopefully do something good for classical music in the future.
That's really great. Well, we'll have to talk to you after the concert and get your experience of what this was like with all these people from all over the world coming together to do a full concert in 3 days preparation.
Right. Yeah, it should be exciting.
Well, thanks for coming.
Okay. Thank you, David.
You can see Daniel Stein's audition videos at our website, wfiu.org/artworks. The YouTube Symphony Concert takes place on April 15th at New York City's Carnegie Hall. Don't worry if you can't be there. It'll be recorded and uploaded. Where else? But on YouTube.